This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Glasses to view the total solar eclipse on Monday are selling like hotcakes. CBS News correspondent Janet Shamlian visited the American Paper Optics plant near Memphis, Tennessee.
With as many as 15 states in the path of totality, workers here will crank out close to 75 million pair. With just hours remaining, it's all hands on deck. Manufacturing is a combination of individual assembly and high-tech machines. Custom orders come from businesses, colleges, and hospitals like St. Jude's. The Ross Perot Museum ordered more than a million, but there are small batches too.
The Northeast was all shook up after a 4.8 magnitude earthquake yesterday morning and an aftershock in the evening.
A quake strong enough to be felt from Washington, D.C. to New York. Atop the Statue of Liberty, a camera captured the moment the 4.8 shook up the city.
Yo, is this an earthquake?
This live streamer, one of countless people who felt the shaking. In New Jersey, near the epicenter, homes were damaged and water mains broken.
Correspondent Michael George reporting. CBS News confirms CIA Director Bill Burns is in Cairo, Egypt this weekend for hostage negotiations between Israel and Hamas. Some members of Congress are against the U.S. supplying more weapons to Israel. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
A new letter Friday signed by nearly 40 Congress members asked the administration to reconsider its decision to authorize the transfer of a new arms package to Israel, approved long before the Israel-Hamas war, which includes billions of dollars in bombs and fighter jets. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland chairs the Foreign Relations Committee.
We have conditionality on all aid to all countries, that it has to be used for the intended purpose, chain of command, things like that.
There is intense flooding in Russia. That's an emergency spokesman in the city of Orsk. Rising waters there caused a dam to burst. Hundreds have been evacuated from their homes. The Final Four takes center stage tonight in men's college basketball. Purdue will take on NC State. The other matchup is UConn versus Alabama. Sports Illustrated reporter Kevin Sweeney.
For Alabama, the strength is their pace and their shooting. I mean, they want to fly up and down the floor, take as many threes as they can, really put pressure on the defense, and have to guard you in ways they don't traditionally have to guard teams.
On the women's side, Iowa beat UConn, and South Carolina easily bested NC State last night. They'll play in the championship game tomorrow afternoon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Conservationists are split on President Biden's efforts to strengthen the Endangered Species Act. Mike Mohn explains.
Environmental and conservation groups voiced strong opposition to the 2019 changes carried out by the Trump administration, arguing they gutted core elements of the longstanding law. Last week, Biden staff announced it's reinstating blanket protections for threatened species, and language dealing with economic interests was removed. Susan Holmes with the Endangered Species Coalition says further action is needed.
The regulation repairs some of the holes, but still leaves some big holes in that safety net.
A change not being reversed is a rollback concerning critical habitat, and Holmes says that poses challenges for migratory species. She points to the comeback of the whooping crane as progress that could be derailed. Republican leaders are critical of the new revisions, saying crucial reforms are being tossed aside. Various industries have long called for looser regulations under the law, and if Trump wins the 2024 race for the White House, it's expected they'll make a renewed push to reverse Biden's changes. Holmes says Congress can help mitigate this back-and-forth cycle by boosting funding for the Endangered Species Act.
We are seeing a shrinking of the amount of wildlife that we have, and because of climate change and the biodiversity crisis, you know, wildlife are really having a hard time.
Other wildlife organizations suggest the Biden administration should have acted much sooner to restore protections. Before publishing the final rules, federal officials said they received nearly 500,000 public comments. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bowe.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high of 53. Clear tonight, lows around 30 degrees. Showers and windy for Sunday, a high near 49. Showers, breezy Sunday night, a low of 34, and more rain for Monday with a high of 53. Clearing out a bit Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s.
Currently, 46 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello once again, everyone, and welcome to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, our Saturday bulletin board, water cooler show, whatever you want to call it. It is 11:07 on this 6th of April. Beautiful day out there, everyone. Hope you're having a fine spring day out there. Looks like we have a couple of days, and then the rain is coming again. April showers, as everyone knows, of course. I'm your host, Seth, and I'm here for you. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you're looking to talk about events coming up here, because we have a lot of events to get to today, including some eclipse watching opportunities coming up on Monday. That's very cool. If Mother Nature cooperates, we'll see about that. We got some sports coming up here, not only on WFHR as the Bucks wrap up the season. We're looking forward to finally being able to do some softball and baseball games on WIRI. Last week, of course, everything was canceled. So we're moving forward there. Hopefully we'll be able to bring you a few of those on our sister station, 105.5. We'll also look forward to what's happening this week on Midday Magazine, the morning show, everything else that's coming up as we go along here today. But once again, 424-2600 is the number to call. You can also, if you have the Civic Media app, and I don't know why you wouldn't, go ahead and do one-touch dialing on that. Just look at WFHR, pull that up, and you'll see a little button there that says call, and you can use that to call up as well. All right, let's start off with not much sports going on anymore. All the Badgers winter sports have wrapped up. No one's in the playoffs anymore. No one's got anything going on at this point for the Badgers. And they don't have a baseball team, which still boggles my mind. Anyway, but we still do have the Bucks as they make their final push going into the NBA playoffs. Coming up tomorrow, the Bucks are going to be starting. The pregame starts at 5:30 p.m., tip-off at 6. Now, for regular listeners here to WFHR, know that that is usually the time that we have a block of shows, including Seth Faces the Music and Unlabeled. And coming up next week, we have the return of Director's Cut. So this week, obviously, we have the Badgers game, the Bucks game. And so that's what's coming up here on Saturday from about 5:30 to about 9 or so, however long the game goes. Hopefully a win for the Bucks. But next Sunday, there is no Bucks game, and we are going to be debuting our new Sunday night lineup here on WFHR. Like I said, we're bringing back Director's Cut. That's going to start at 5 p.m. on Sundays, goes from 5 to 6. This coming week, we are going to be talking with Gretchen Powers, Executive Director of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, talking about all the stuff they've got coming up, including the summer kids shows. They got 3 of those coming up. We've got some director showcase shows that we want to talk about with Gretchen. And we also want to talk about the fall and spring season of next year. Lots of opportunities for people to become a part of community theater, and we do encourage everyone to do that. So we'll be talking with Gretchen from 5 to 6. From 6 to 8, a new Seth Faces the Music, and I can give you a sneak peek about what my theme is for next week. It is flying. Songs about flying. So tune in for that from 6 to 8. And then episode 3, tape 3, as we call it around here, of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, coming up from 8 to 9 on Sunday. Another great load of songs James has there. Can't wait. And please get your requests in for that show. We do absolutely want as many requests as we can get. So you can go ahead and email James, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Seth@civicmedia.us. You can email me, and I can get up to James as well. However you want to do it, use Facebook, direct message us. We will get that information, and we look forward to getting those requests for Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Luckily, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Polka Show will be playing at its normal time. Got to see Tim yesterday. He stopped by for a little bit. Glad to see you, Tim. Keep those shows coming, because as long as you do them, we are going to play them. If you caught it at 7 o'clock this morning, great. If not, you've got 1 o'clock tomorrow where you can hear the rebroadcast of the Polka, I got to get the whole name here, the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show from Tim Hubbelt, the Polka Guy. All right, I think I got it all there now. Looking ahead now to the week and what kind of programming we've got coming up on WFHR and WIRI. Of course, all week long from 8 to 10, we have the morning show. Yes, that's right. A finalist for best morning show in the state of Wisconsin. We are in the top 3 on May 4th. We are going to find out whether we are the best. Either way, it's a win. Top 3 in the state, man. That's very, very cool. So we are very excited about that. So you need to tune in from 8 to 10 Monday through Friday and listen to the morning show. James and Melissa and me and various incarnations going through the morning with lots of fun, serious comedy, everybody. It is a blast, and we do hope you would join us for that. Looking ahead to Midday Magazine, we have a whole slate of great interviews. Oh, I skipped over Playmakers. Playmakers on Monday, of course, from 3 to 4. That's live. Take your phone calls. Call the same number, 424-2600. We're looking for your sports thoughts and feelings. As James says, no one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. So join us for Playmakers from 3 to 4 on Monday. And then the rest of the week, of course, Tuesday through Friday, from 3 to 4, we have Midday Magazine. On Tuesday in Part 1, our good friends over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce will be joining us. In Part 2, let's talk real estate with David Farnborough of Cold World Banker Seward Realtors. David has taken over that slot, and we're real excited to have him come in and talk about real estate issues. On Wednesdays, on Wednesday in Part 1, James' extended family, the gang from Family Natural Foods, will be here. In Part 2, Kim Shields from Encourage will be here. And she'll be bringing in a guest, Gary Erickson and Don Lee Stuck of the Dick Trickle Memorial Project. How cool is that? Get to hear a little bit more about that. Excellent interview there. On Thursday, we're going to have a repeat if you didn't catch it last week or you haven't had a chance to go online. We do have Terry Hummus from the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. They'll be talking about the scavenger hunt that's coming up, their big fundraiser they do every year here in Central Wisconsin. We'll be talking more about that on this show. We'll give you some hours and prices and all kinds of stuff about that coming up on the 13th of April, which is why we're replaying it next week to give you more information about that. Then in Part 2 on Thursday, we've got UW-Madison Extension with Matt Lippert, Ag Agent. Very cool. Matt's got a lot of great stuff that he brings in. So fascinating stuff about agriculture here in Central Wisconsin. On Friday, we're bringing in the Historic Point Boss with Tom Bramer and Mike Hittner for the campfire cooking program they got coming up. And finally, in Part 2 on Friday, visit Wisconsin Rapids. I haven't had them in a while, and they're going to be talking about lots of stuff coming up. Of course, we've got the Cranberry coming up here. We got the Cranberry Blossom Fest coming up very shortly. Lots of other stuff coming up as we go into spring and summer. Can't wait. A lot of great outdoor stuff coming up all throughout Central Wisconsin in our listening area. So that's what to look forward to this coming week on WFHR in our local programming. Of course, we've got other programming throughout from the state, from the Civic Media Network. Hope you tune in for that as well. Looking ahead to some sports here, let's grab the right sheet. On Monday, weather permitting, we have on WIRI, pregame starts at 4:25. We've got Pittsville versus Nakusa in baseball. Mike Comer will be having the call on that one. I will be working the board for that. So tune in, finally get some baseball, some high school baseball on WIRI after this crummy week we had. On Tuesday, we've got the Bucks hosting the Boston Celtics. Nice preview of the playoffs. That starts at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday, they got a back-to-back. 6:30 is the tip-off, for the pregame for the Bucks taking on the Orlando Magic. Two tough games. That game against the Orlando Magic is crucial. They are right behind the Bucks in the standings. They need to show that they can still beat those guys in order to keep their slot as number two in the East. Coming up on Friday, another Bucks game as they wrap up, getting close to wrapping up their season. They're taking on the Thunder from the West. That's a good game as well. Also on Friday, tune in at 4:40 for the pregame. We've got Assumption High School softball. They're hosting Auburndale. Mike and me, again, will have the I'll be doing the board. Mike will have the call for some high school softball coming up on Friday. Very exciting. We're hoping to bring you at least a couple of games every week as we go through the baseball and softball season here throughout Central Wisconsin and the local schools here. We're trying to get Nakusa, Port Edwards, and of course softball, baseball, Assumption, Lincoln, everyone we can get in there as much as possible. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be trying to bring many of those games to you. And then on Sunday at 11:30 a.m., we've got, and this is next Sunday, the 14th, we've got the Bucks taking on the Orlando Magic for the last regular season game that has playoff implications all around it. So stay tuned. Got some exciting Bucks basketball coming up in this last week of the regular season. So tune in for that, everybody. All right. Well, that's what's coming up here on WFHR, WIRI. Don't forget to check out the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 every morning. And we are getting set up, everyone. Hopefully, you'll be hearing some live voice. Well, not live voice. You'll be hearing some voices. You'll be hearing some of our voices on WIRI coming up here. We're getting ready to do some voice tracking throughout the day. We got some people lined up to do that. We're very excited about it. Stay tuned. We'll have more announcements coming up as the weeks go along here. So stay tuned to WIRI. And don't forget, Thursdays at 7 from 7 to 8, Trail Tunes, my show about cowboy, western songs, south of the border, you name it. We play old-timey songs there on Trail Tunes on WIRI on Thursday nights. All right. Wow. That's a lot of information. I got more information for you coming up here. We got tons of events to get into. We'll talk about some stuff going on today, this coming week, all kinds of goodies going on throughout Central Wisconsin. We will bring you up to date on those. But I do want your phone calls, everyone, 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it, the moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high of 53. Clear tonight, lows around 30 degrees. Showers and windy for Sunday, a high near 49. Showers, breezy Sunday night, a low of 34, and more rain for Monday with a high of 53. clearing out a bit Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s.
It's 48 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call. Looking to buy or sell items with your neighbors and friends here in central Wisconsin. Talk about events going on throughout our listening area. Or if you want to just chat, whatever. That's what we're all about here on Over the Back Fence on Saturdays. It is 11:20 on the clock. And it is time for us to get into all kinds of events. Got it. Reach over here, and I put it too far away. I don't know why I did that. I had to reach and pick it up and get away from the mic. I don't know. Going on right now, everyone, we've got the market at the Moravian Winter Market. Yes, that's right. The Winter Farmers Market is going on as we speak till 1 o'clock today over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. They're open now every Saturday through May 18th, and that is when we switch over to the Downtown Farmers Market, getting outside for everybody. Year-round. It's year-round, everyone. If you want to look up more information about who the vendors are today, go to their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. You can also go to WRMoravian.org to find out more information about becoming a vendor for this fabulous event. Two food trucks there today, everyone. When I left, going strong. So if you're looking for lunch, there's a great place to go. We'll go over to the Moravian Church and just check out in the parking lot there, a couple of food trucks. Go inside, check out some other items for some fresh food, of course, crafts, all kinds of great things at the Winter Farmers Market. We do encourage you to go today. We have right now going on throughout the week, and we're almost done with it because guess what, everyone? Tax season. Tax day is almost here. But you still have an opportunity if you need some help filing your income taxes. The AARP Tax Aid Program was designed to provide free assistance for low to middle income taxpayers with special attention to those age 60 and older. Volunteer counselors trained in cooperation with the IRS will be available every Monday, Wednesday, and select Thursdays at the Lowell Center. And this is going on through April 11th. That is this coming Friday. Thursday. Thursday, sorry. They're not open on Fridays. This coming Thursday, the 11th, is the last day they're going to be offering this. So you do have to call up and make an appointment. 715-422-2778. 422-2778 between the hours of 10 and 1, Monday through Friday, to schedule your personal tax appointment. They are determined first come, first served. And as a reminder, this is a free service. But donations, of course, are always appreciated and greatly benefit the Lowell Center and all the wonderful programming that they do there. Keep that in mind as well. And in fact, for those of us who have procrastinated, that's right, about 15 minutes before I went on the air, I got a call from my tax person, had some questions, as they are going ahead and doing our taxes right now. So if you haven't done it yet, here's your opportunity. Couple more days, Tuesday or Monday. Let's try that again. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday this coming week. Don't forget to call and make an appointment if you have not done so yet. Tax day is also the deadline if you want to order a tree from the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. They've been selling trees all throughout the spring. Well, that's going to be wrapping up on Monday, April 15th. Pick up in early May for those trees that you order. It's going to be at the City Garage, 1411 Chase Street. By the way, you can also order a memorial plaque, additional $50 for that. Here's some of the trees that they are offering. Here are the trees that they're offering, I should say. Purple Prince Crab Trees, Skyline Honey Locust, Sugar Time Crab, Fall Fiesta Sugar Maple, and Black Hills Spruce. Those are the trees that they are offering through the Parks and Rec Department. Once again, you can get your orders in, please, by Monday, April 15th. That is the deadline. Contact Sue Winch at 213-213-1747. That's 213-1747. You can email her at swinch9@swinch. I think that's, swinch9@gmail.com, or directly contact the Parks Department, 715-421-8240, 421-8240. Email them at parksdepartment@wirapids.org. Get your orders in. You've only got about a week left, everybody. So if you're interested, please contact them to get your order in. Make a positive impact, everyone. Give blood with the Red Cross. A couple of opportunities still available up there. And let me see what we got here. Still coming up. This week in Stevens Point, there will be a special blood drive on the 11th, that's Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the St. Paul's United Methodist Church at 600 Wilshire. Of course, they're also available most days at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. They're open most Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Thursdays and Fridays. So keep that in mind, everyone. Their hours vary. Most Mondays and Tuesdays, they're open from 8:30 to 3:30. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, they're open from 12 to 9, 12 p.m. to, 7, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening. Coming up in Marshfield on this coming Friday, that's not the 12th, that's the 1st. Sorry about that. Coming up this week, though, on Tuesday in Wisconsin Rapids, from 10 to 3, the Southwood County YMCA at 601 West Grand Avenue is having a blood donation drive there as well. You are all heroes, everyone. Go please give blood if you are able. We do absolutely appreciate it. Some more events happening today that I want to get into. Happening this afternoon over at Rams, we've got the Wood County 4-H. They're presenting their Creative Arts Day. This is going to include both one-act plays, demonstrations, skits, arts and crafts, photography and Lego building, creative drawing contest, vocal and instrumental solos and group performances, all kinds of great stuff. Creative Arts Day, learn some stuff, go enjoy what everyone is doing for that. It's for everybody. You don't have to be a member. Go and check that out. Very exciting. And we hope there's a big turnout for that event. Very, very cool. Very cool. All right, let's go ahead and take our first call of the day right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, fantastic. Just gotta say, long-time listener, first-time caller. So thank you so much for doing the show.
Hey, no problem.
So I got a couple things for sale here that I'm looking to get rid of. I got a crystal candy dish that was passed down a couple of generations. Something that's really nice to kind of house some of those Werther's originals or some peppermint discs. Looking to let go of it for about $25. And then, I got one of those, it's a glazed piece of wood that we've had kind of hanging over the bar, looking to do some remodeling. It's about 4 feet long and really nice piece of oak. And, looking to let go of that for about $40. You know, do I need to give my personal information, or is it a phone call or email, or what do you think?
Usually we give a phone number.
Phone number, okay. Well, the phone number is 608-239-0040.
608-239-0040.
You got it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you much.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for being a loyal listener. We do appreciate that and for calling up. Awesome. Got a couple of items for sale. We got a candy dish and a wood plaque or hanging decoration, I guess you could say. If you're interested in either one of those items, 608-239-0040, 608-239-0040, the number to call. Give them a call and let them know if you are interested in that. All right, keep the calls coming, everyone. 424-2600. Please keep the phone lines busy. Do appreciate that. Going on today, also in Wisconsin Rapids, we have the Lincoln High School music department is having their big mattress sale today. That's right. It started at 10. It's going until about 4:30 at the Lincoln High School cafeteria. These are mattresses that are made to order. And the sales of these mattresses benefit the travel costs for the Lincoln High School Orchestra and future field trips for the band and choir. Very cool. So if you want to go check it out, today is the day to do that. Let's see here. Make sure we get the numbers right. Yep, it's at 4 till 4:30. And also, it's the third annual. Wow, I didn't realize they've been doing this for 3 years now. Financing is available as well. Check out what they've got. 25 plus styles on display. Very cool. Go check it out. And of course, it also benefits the music program at Lincoln High School. And that is a very worthy cause. Coming up tomorrow on Sunday morning, bring your appetite to St. Bronislava's Holy Name Society's All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast. And that is going to be held from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu, as always, includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links and ham, milk, juice, coffee. Costs $10 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the Men of Holy Name, and table service is provided by St. Bron's Boy Scout Troop number 201. Of course, proceeds from the breakfast go towards parish, school, and youth needs. Go have a great breakfast and support our friends over at St. Bron's. Every second Monday of the month is the National Alliance on Mental Health support meeting for Portage and Wood County. Starts at 6, goes till 7:30. They meet at the United Methodist Church at 441 Garfield Avenue in Rapids. Use the rear entrance, please. Meeting is open to anyone over the age of 18 who has a family member or friend suffering a mental illness. For more information, please call Helen at 715-213-6678. 715-213-6678 for more information. And that is every second Monday of the month. That's the one coming up on Monday. Fabulous event coming up starting Monday, going through the 14th. We had our good friends in to talk about this a little bit on Midday Magazine. So look it up if you can find out all the information about the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. It is back once again, everyone. Go to WISPrairieChickens.org, WISPrairieChickens.org for more information. There's a complete listing of all the events going on. There's going to be vendors, silent auction, artists and authors, children's activities, movies, birding experiences and tours, nature-themed exhibits, all kinds of good stuff. One of the feature people they'll be talking with is George Archibald and his book, A Collection of Stories, My Life with Cranes, which sounds very cool. There's going to be birding breakfast talks and tours as well. If you want more information and you don't see it on their website, you can also email them, Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Fest, all one word, at gmail.com. Find out more about with the Prairie Chicken Fest. Listen to the interview James did on Midday Magazine. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on shows. Find Midday Magazine. Look for Prairie Chickens, and that is where that interview is. Lots of great opportunities. Lots of great information. And an opportunity to have fun with the Prairie Chickens. There's a solar eclipse on Monday. I don't know if everyone knew that. Everyone's been talking about it. We do have a couple of opportunities to do a viewing party for this. Let us hope that Mother Nature agrees and helps us out here. Come on, Mother Nature. So, a little bit of background information. The moon will cover almost 85% of the sun during an eclipse this coming Monday. The eclipse itself will begin at 12:52 p.m., reach its maximum at 2:05, and end at 3:19. Now, over at Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, staff members and students from Lincoln High School will host an eclipse viewing event for interested community members at the Southwood County Recreation Center, which, of course, is just south of the high school campus, located at 1801 16th Street South. Several different projection methods will be set up to view the eclipse safely, and there will be a limited number of eclipse viewing glasses available as well. Very cool. Follow the posted signs when you get close to the school. If you have any questions and on Monday for more information about this event, you can always contact District Science Coordinator Dave Bergerson, 715-424-6721, or email him at dave.bergerson@wrps.net. Now, that is not the only opportunity that we have to view the eclipse. Our friends at McMillan Library will also be having a party or viewing. They call it a viewing party. Let's go with that. Macmillan Library has ordered a bunch of solar eclipse viewing glasses to make sure our community members have an opportunity to view the partial eclipse in a safe way. This event is open to all community members. They will have an activity for younger kids, and they also have light refreshments available as well. And we just went over the times there. Yeah, the activities will be taking place outside in the children's garden area. Of course, viewing the eclipse is dependent on the weather. Again, we know this. If it is too cloudy, we're unlikely to see anything. Please keep your eye on the weather tomorrow. But if everything is kosher, everything looks good, it's going to be from 12:30 to 3:30 on Monday at the Rapids Library, Macmillan Memorial Library. A couple of great opportunities there, everybody, to view what's coming up. Excuse me, to view the eclipse coming up on Monday. Moving on, later on next week, it is the second Wednesday of the month. That means that the American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin will be taking place over at Crossview Church from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome for refreshments provided at no cost. Once again, this is every second and fourth Wednesday of the month over at Crossview Church, right next to Pick and Save. That is where they are located, and that's where they hold this. From now on, they have moved from the Elks Lodge back to the Crossview Church. Also on Wednesday, our friends at the United Way are having their annual shred event. Protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, cancel checks, etc., to be securely shredded by ShredSafe. Each individual can shred up to 2 18x10 boxes for free, and they kindly ask for a donation of $5 for each additional box thereafter. This is happening on the 10th on Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m., going to 11 or until maximum capacity is reached. We do suggest you get there early to make sure you get your stuff shredded. It's at the Prevail Bank parking lot at 1601 Lincoln Street in Rapids, of course. Note that their sponsors are Bank Account Corp and Prevail Bank, of course. $1 will be donated to United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties for each pound of paper shredded, with a maximum donation of $2,000. Very, very cool. Find out more information at uwswac.org. Looking ahead to next Saturday, we touched on this just a little bit. Coming up is the 10th annual Gift of Life, Central Wisconsin Gift of Life scavenger hunt. $35 per person. It includes scavenger hunt and food. Teams should consist of 4 to 6 members. All team members must travel together in one vehicle and stay together during the scavenger hunt. Registration begins at 10. Scavenger hunt goes from 11 to 3. And the raffle, light dinner, and prizes starting at 3 o'clock. This is at the Ridges Golf Course, 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Complete registration form at centralwisconsingiftoflife.org. They're a great website. For questions or to request a registration form, talk to Jill Dillon, 715-451-0909, or email cwgiftoflife@gmail.com. You can also visit their Facebook page for more information. Central Wisconsin Gift of Life, just type that into your search bar and find it out. It's a great opportunity to hear. We have it already in our podcast, but it'll be coming up again on Thursday, rebroadcast of the interview that James had with Terry about all about this event and all about what Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is, what they do, and how important they are for organ donation. It's a very important topic, and very happy that they are going to be discussing that. A couple other things I want to touch on here we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break right now, everybody. When we come back, we'll talk about some events happening over at the library. We'll look on the events calendar from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Lots of great stuff there. We'll be looking at that for events as well. And hopefully more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high of 53. Clear tonight, lows around 30 degrees. Showers and windy for Sunday, a high near 49. Showers, breezy Sunday night, a low of 34, and more rain for Monday with a high of 53. Clearing out a bit Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s.
Right now, it's 49.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great, lovely Saturday out there. Blue skies, little clouds here and there. Probably going to bring rain tomorrow. Sorry. Didn't mean to bring that up. But enjoy it while it's here. Have a great day out there, everyone. Hope you get some outside time out there. You can take a walk. I'm hoping to take a walk outside today. Looking forward to it, as a matter of fact. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Looking for some more calls here, everybody. We got about 18 minutes left in the show. So get those in here before we have to wrap up for the day. I did talk about the eclipse viewing party that they're having at the library coming up on Monday, weather permitting, of course. But we do want to talk about some other things coming up at the library, because they've got all kinds of lovely things coming up. They got a really fascinating movie that they're going to be showing coming up on Monday. It is Carbon Cowboys. Now, so join them at 1:30 p.m. or 6 o'clock. They have two opportunities to view it in the Fine Arts Center at the library. This week, we are partnering with Clean Green Action and the Prairie Chicken Festival Committee to show the documentary Carbon Cowboys. Carbon Cowboys is a compelling documentary showcasing farmers and ranchers in the U.S. who embrace regenerative agriculture to combat climate change. This film highlights their efforts to sequester carbon in the soil, showcasing the environmental, economic, and social benefits of their sustainable practices. It presents a hopeful vision for the future of farming and food production, offering a powerful alternative to conventional methods. How fascinating is that? Looks like an absolutely a fascinating documentary, and we do hope that you are able to do that. That sounds very, very cool. Let's see here. Coming up at the library on Wednesday, it is the second Wednesday of April, which means that the Cowboy Union Jam will be taking place. Come and enjoy those community favorites. The jam plays a repertoire that includes traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel. It's going from 1 to 3 at the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Library. They do that every second Wednesday of the month. All right, coming up here on Wednesday as well, Wednesday evening, another really interesting screening of a documentary. It's called Screenagers, Under the Influence. It delves into how the tech revolution has reshaped adolescence and affected substance usage. The film debunks myths and depicts strategies that parents and schools can use to encourage healthy decision-making, support teen mental health, set limits, and create healthy home environments. The film also includes many ways young people are using their wisdom and strength to help each other and themselves through the complicated terrain of substance abuse. Very important, very timely. Notably, on Friday on Midday Magazine in part two, James talked with the RAMS fact group talk to their peers about the dangers of tobacco and nicotine use. This kind of ties in with that. This special screening is done in partnership with the Wood County Health Department, Impact, Aspyrus, and local patch teams. This film is not available in DVD or Blu-ray format through the library system or via streaming services. So this is your one opportunity. This is the opportunity to see this, because you can't get it anywhere else. It's going to be from 5:30 to 8 on Wednesday, April 10th in the All-Purpose Room and the Fine Arts Center as well. So if you're interested at all in teen substance abuse, how they're handling it, how they view it, this is a great opportunity for you to do that. Looking ahead here, we got the WRPS Secondary School Art Show coming up as well. They do this from time to time at the library throughout the year. They just had the elementary one up for a couple of weeks. Now it's time for the middle school and the high school art to be displayed at the library. Very cool. Go and check it out and see if you can find someone you know. As a part of the Prairie Chicken Festival, we have a very cool event coming up next Saturday, April 13th. I just touched on it just a little bit. Let's get into a little more depth here, everyone. Dr. George Archibald is the co-founder of the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. Yes, he is. And author of a collection of stories, My Life with Cranes. As a lifelong friend with the late Francis and Frederick Hammerstrom, he has also championed saving the greater prairie chicken in Wisconsin. So that's his tie-in with this. Very cool. His presentation is underwritten by the Hammerstrom Fund for Writing at Encourage Foundation in Wisconsin Rapids. Wow. How cool is that? That's going to be happening Saturday, April 13th from 3 to 4:30 at the Fine Arts Center at McMillan Library. Excuse me, I had a little tickle in my throat. And that is also part of the Prairie Chicken Fest. So a little tie-in there together for that. And that's coming up next Saturday. We do want to highlight a couple of exhibits that are going on right now at three places in Wisconsin Rapids, or near in the area here, in both Rapids and in Port Edwards. And this is just something that James and Melissa and I have been talking quite a bit about on the morning show, about arts in Wisconsin, how important they are, and how sad we are that Wisconsin rates dead last in the union in arts funding, which is, to be honest, very sad for a state with so much great art talent here, artists, actors, musicians that have come from Wisconsin. Let's try to reverse that, everyone. Let's get the arts into our lives, because it makes our lives better. So one event that's going on right now, all right, come up, come on up, there we go, at Alexander House at Port Edwards, they have their Body and Boldly Beyond exhibit featuring paintings, ceramic sculptures, and mixed media works by Bonnie Dean and Laura Newman of Wisconsin Rapids, local artists right here. Of course, this exhibit is free and open to the public to view, and it's going out through May 7th. It actually opens tomorrow on Sunday. Tuesdays and Thursdays, of course, are when the Alexander House is open to the public from 1 to 4. If you want to do a special viewing, just contact them, and they can hopefully work something out with you. The Alexander House number is 887-3442. That's 887-3442. For more information, they're located at 1131 Wisconsin River Drive in Port Edwards. And that's, like I said, is going through May 7th. It opens up. Opens up tomorrow. All right. Also going on here, over at our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, they have an exhibit that's opening up on Monday, The Art of Healing. This exhibit features a collection of works created in the 1990s by survivors of childhood sexual abuse. The exhibit illuminates the power that art holds in the journey, expression, and healing of trauma. How important is that? Another theme we've been talking a lot about on WFHR recently, everyone. And here's a way that you can reclaim that. There is a notice on here. This is intended for individuals 18 years or older. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Just keep that in mind, everyone, because of the aspects. What this is dealing with, of course, can be some pretty raw, pretty emotional stuff. So we do ask that children be accompanied by an adult. There's also an exhibit opening coming up on Monday from 5:30 to 7:30. And a presentation by the Rapids Family Center will begin at 5:45. So there's going to be an opening reception plus a presentation by the Family Center here in Rapids. Of course, we interview them once a month. We can't say enough about what they do here. So this is in conjunction with them. It's free and open to the public. This is going through April 18th. This is Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 5 is when the Cultural Center is open for you to view this exhibit. And finally, we have an exhibit, a traveling exhibit that's going on over at the Southwood County Historical Society Museum. This is going through May 30th. This is about Wisconsin's John Muir, the famous wildlife artist. It's an exhibit celebrating the centennial of the National Park Service. How cool is that? The museum is located at 540 3rd Street South in Rapids. Exhibit hours are Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 1 to 4. And this special event is, of course, presented by the Southwood County Historical Corporation and in partnership with Wisconsin Historical Society. Very cool thing. We are so lucky to have places like this for art, for history, that we can look at, that we can visit, that we can enjoy. Makes our quality of life here in Central Wisconsin that much better. All right, gang, I have to take one more break here before we wrap up the show. If you are still thinking of calling in, you got a few more minutes left, 424-2600, before we come to the top of the hour to wrap up Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high of 53. Clear tonight, lows around 30 degrees. Showers and windy for Sunday, a high near 49. Showers, breezy Sunday night, a low of 34. And more rain for Monday with a high of 53. Clearing out a bit Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s.
Right now, it's 49.
Welcome back, one and all, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. I had to think for a minute there. Our Saturday show bulletin board, water cooler talk, whatever you want to call it here on WFHR. Thanks for joining me, everybody, today. And I hope you are enjoying it. I had hope for a few more calls today, everyone. 424-2600. And you still have a little bit of a chance to come to call in and let us know what you've got for sale or whatever else you want to talk about. You still have a little bit of information, a little bit of time for that. A couple more items I want to highlight here, some events coming up. Spirus Health is offering a adult diabetes support group, making healthy choices while dining out. For people with diabetes, navigating restaurant menus can be confusing. It can be difficult to choose delicious food that will not send your blood sugar through the roof. So making healthy choices while dining out is the topic for the spring adult diabetes support group meeting hosted by Aspirus Health. Aspirus registered dietitians Becky White and Carrie Benda will share tips and tricks to help you make wise yet tasty food choices next time you eat out. This will be taking place on Tuesday, April 16th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the lower level conference room at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, B&C. And they're located, of course, at 410 Dewey Street in Wisconsin Rapids. For more information, call the Diabetes and Nutrition Center, 422-9364, 422-9364. The Founders Network has a very cool Wood County meetup coming up. Business owners and nonprofit directors at all stages are invited to expand their networks by meeting with other entrepreneurial members of their communities and the folks behind entrepreneurial support programs close to home. Founders Network events are intended to make space for local entrepreneurs and entrepreneur-minded individuals to meet, share, and cultivate ideas together. The event will include appetizers and a cash bar. This is going to be happening at the Pittsville Lions Clubhouse at 5572 4th Avenue in Pittsville. This is Thursday, April 18th from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. Free registration. All you got to do is go to the website foundersnetworkwoodcounty.eventbrite.com. foundersnetworkwoodcounty.eventbrite.com. Looking for some information. If you got an idea for a business or a nonprofit, you can get talk to your peers. Find out. And maybe they can give you a hand. All right, let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Spring's out of the way, I guess.
I guess.
Good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I got a medium-sized dog house, a brand-new dog house, never been used, looking for a home. Mm-hmm. Even for the medium-sized dog.
Okay.
I would say brand-new. I'll give it away. Anybody want to pick it up, give me a call at 715-712-0356. And if I missed it, leave me a message, please. Okay, you guys have a good one. Thanks.
All right, thank you. 712-0356 is the number. Looking for a doghouse to give away? You just got to go pick it up, everyone. Easy peasy. For a medium-sized dog, brand new, never been used. Go ahead, call 712-0356 for that. Thanks for the call. Do appreciate it. All right, one more event that I do want to highlight here. It's happening over at the YMCA of Southwood County. Healthy Kids Day is a national annual event celebrated at WISE across the country to help inspire healthy habits in kids and families. For more than 30 years, WISE have celebrated Healthy Kids Day by hosting a free community event focused on active physical play, nutrition education, STEM, and the arts, and much, much more. All activities are designed to inspire kids to get active while teaching families how to develop routines that support mental and physical health at home. Event activities include vendors, games and crafts, face painting, swimming, fitness exercises, vision screenings, free bike raffles, police cars, fire trucks, food trucks. They have got it all. This is coming up Saturday, April 20th from 11 to 1 at the Southwood County YMCA, 601 West Grand Avenue. For more information, call 715-818-9622. 818-9622. And that is just about going to wrap it up for us today, everyone. Thank you to callers. Thank you to listeners. And in the last minute here, I do want to remind everyone that this show is here because of you. For listeners out there, for people calling up and engaging with us, that is what we are looking for, engagement. So please, if you want to keep the show going the way it is, we need more engagement, everyone. I guess that's as simple as I can put it, as plain as I can put it. We need you to call in more if this show is viable. Now, we have to show the higher-ups at Civic Media that that is true. If not, well, we'll look for something else to replace it. So just keep that in mind, everyone, as we continue to go through Over the Back Fence. Having said that, I will be back next Saturday here from 11 to noon. Up next, we've got the Charlie Barron show coming up from 12 to 1. And later on tonight, we've got some great music, live music out of Madison with Max Inc. Radio. And we also have tomorrow, the Polka Show, rebroadcast at 1 o'clock. And don't forget, there is no Seth Face of the Music or Unlabeled tomorrow. We have been preempted by the Bucks as they continue their quest for the playoffs. See out where they end up. Thanks again for